time you're confused and you don't know what things are flying, one way out is saying, let's get contact.
Where's Morris, Sid?
He went to go get coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. Is he hurrying up? Is he going to be here soon?
What's on Ezra? You're far back. Where is this coming? Why am I in this yeshiva? What am I doing here? What's the context? Some of those you'll have answers for, some of them you won't. Rabosa. Rashi introduced us, and the Gemara introduced already, the concept of Erev Parshios, which has ramifications for the source by loans, whether or not you need three Dayanim or Dayanim Mumchim. Rashi says, potentially, if you don't hold the Erev Parshios, that will not only affect whether or not you need experts, it might even affect the number of Dayanim that you need. Rashi says, let me give you a little background. What is this concept called Erev Parshios? Well, I'm going to explain it to you because I know Bava Kamma. And if you look at Bava Kamma, the Gemara Bava Kamma presents a machlokas between Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, and they debate the following shiloh. Whether or not Modeh b'miktas, the pasuk that says ki hu zeh, that is said in the parsha and parshas mishpatim, which tells us that you need a partial admission and a partial kfira in order to be obligated a shvua. So the Gemara says, as a debate, does that apply to shomrim or does it apply to odos valvos? Explains Rashi that if you are of a fan, Dauber, stay focused. If you are of the opinion that you hold of Erev Parshios, so that means that partial admission, ki hu zeh, which is although, when you look at the psukim, found within the background and the context of Shomrim, it's removed and uprooted from that Parsha, and it's placed to the Parsha of Hodos Valvos to loans. And therefore, bottom line, says the Gemara, if you hold Erev Parshios, it's only Halvaos that is Chayev to have partial admission, but in a parsha of Shomrim by cases where you are a guardian and watching over a deposit, would you need a partial admission? Would you need Modeh b'miktas? Says Rashi, according to the Mandam Erev Parshios, the answer is no. That's what Erev Parshios means. Uproot it and move it to the other. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kamma? The Gemara goes on to explain very well, according to Rashi. Maishna milve. What is the rationale, the svara, that we apply the parsha of ki hu zeh, partial admission, only to the story of halva and not to the story of pikado? And on that, the Gemara explains the whole idea of Rabba that explains to us why it's relevant for the parsha of halva and not for the parsha of pikado. You see, by the case of halva, explains the Gemara in Baba Kamma, Really, when he admits to half of it, he really wants to admit to all of it. Because he doesn't want to lie, and he doesn't want to spit in the face of the guy who did him a tova, namely, he lent him money when he was in need of that money. And he wants to return the favor, he wants to be respectful, and he wants to really to admit to any money that's accessible to him. Yet there's a simple problem, Savitsky. What's the problem? The money is not there. Money's not accessible. So therefore he says, let me just admit right now to partial, and I'll buy some time, ishtamute mishtami, and when I have the rest of the money, so then I'll be molded, and then I'll give it to all of you. So the Gemara says, so what's the background of every case of halva that a person admits to half? Sounds like there's more to the story. Sounds like he really would have admitted to all if he had the money accessible. It's for that reason, modu b'miktas atayna, when it comes to alva, that you know that there's this relationship between the malva and the lova, that the lova has a high regard for the malva, and he wants to return the favor, that it's for that reason, chayv shvua by alva, by modu b'miktas. There's something fishy over here. There must be a little more money that you're not telling us about. You really want to tell him as much as you can, and you weren't able to. Therefore, we're going to be mechayv shvua in the parsha of halva, in the parsha of loans, but not necessarily in the parsha of what? Shomrim in Pikadon. Why? Because Pikadon says the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara in Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Bepikadon meyiz umeyiz. What does that mean? Bepikadon meyiz umeyiz. You don't care. So therefore, by Pikadon, a guy will spit in your face. You didn't do me a taiva. You're not a good guy. I don't owe you anything. So therefore, says Rashi, by Pikado, no matter what you claim, you're automatically chayav a what? Shvuah. That is the Gemara black on white, according to Rashi, the difference between halvos and pikado. Two questions automatically should be going off in your head right now. One of them you should know just from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and another one you should know from the Gemara in Bamitzi. Rashi's analysis of this Gemara reads very well. It's very smooth. And now I can understand where Rashi came from in Sanhedrin to learn that the definition of Erev Parshios does not mean the way it sounds. That we're sharing principles, but rather we're uprooting from the Parsha of Shomrim to the Parsha of Halal. What forced Rashi to learn like that? A whole long Gemara on Kuvzayim and Aleph in Bava Kamma. The Gemara goes with that Mahalach. The Gemara says there's a reason why Modu Mixas applies to one and not the other. There's a rationale! And that's what Rashi is alluding to in Sanhedrin, Beis and Beis, when he presents this rationale. Yeah, Rashi, you overkilled. Rashi, you got yourself stuck in a lake. You don't know how to swim. Ezra, please move up. Rashi, the Gemara is trying to find, according to Erev Parshas, Sanhedrin, Beis and Beis, what's it trying to find? Max Harvey, what's the Gemara trying to find?
In
Sanhedrin. Erev Parshas, what's the Gemara trying to find a source for? Good. Now, Erev Parshas means, according to Rashi, that what? You uprooted. So you might have found a source for Hodolot V'Avolos, but what did you just lose a source for? Shomer. Zeilos V'Chavolos. So Rashi, you just did overkill. Rashi, your definition of Erev Parshios just might have helped you for another area of Halacha, but killed you for something that's obvious that anyone learns, opens up a Sanhedrin and knows that it's clear as day that you need three Dayanim Mumchim for Zeilos V'Chavolos. You with me, Kor?
Wait, where do I see the sources for Gzeilos V'Chavolos?
That's what I just asked you. Were you stealing my kashas?
Trying to do that. I make.
Tysis just destroys Rashi. Yeah?
Rashi just ruined what? He ruined
Sanhedrin, Beis and Mebeis.
He ruined what part?
He just said, move the Parsha. Erev Parshios means, move this Parsha and apply it to Hodos Valvos. That means, not only relevant for Modu Mimiktas, but also for three Dayanim Mimchen. So I just lost my source for three Dayanim Mimchen by what? Zeilos V'Chavolos, by Shomrim. Overkill. That's the overkill kasha. That's the first kasha Tosis asked in Baba Kamma on Daf Kuf Zayin Malach. Right, Abitan? Says Tosis, Mikoya Choymer Akusha. Because this kasha is so strong that any yeshiva bachur who's learning Sanhedrin Beis and Mebeis will ask this kasha on Rashi, I have to add in something to Rashi which I don't want to do, but Mikoya Choymer Akusha you have to add. When Rashi says the definition of Erev Parshios means you uproot and you apply it somewhere else, it's not across the board. It's not always the case. Rashi applies such a principle to Modu B'Miktzas, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Kamma Kuf Zayin. But there, as Rashi explains in the Gemara, there's a rationale to draw such a conclusion. As the Gemara proves, when the Gemara asks, Maishna Milva, why is it that by Milva we have the concept of Modu B'Miktzas, and by Pikado, by Shomer, we don't have the concept of Modu B'Miktzas, and the Gemara says, Rabbis hold in, because you owe him a favor, and that whole story that we just discussed. So there's a rationale to apply the concept of Kiyuzeh, the Parsha of Modu B'Miktzas, to Milva, as opposed to Pikado. In such a scenario, Rashi defined the principle and the tool of the drasha of Erev Parshios to mean, I'm uprooting it from this and I'm applying it to this. However, when such a rationale does not exist, and there are words in the Parsha that are found in one area that I want to apply through Erev Parshios to another area, if there's no driving svara and rationale to apply it to one parsha over the other, then Rashi will have to concede, Rashi will have to agree that Erev Parshios takes on a new definition. And Rashi will have to agree in Sanhedrin, Beis, and Mebeis that when the Gemara applied Erev Parshios, it doesn't mean Ikur Parshios, it doesn't mean uprooted from its original Parsha, but it rather means share the halachos. What you find by Shomrim, which is three Dayanim Mumchin, you should also apply to what? You should also apply to what? To Malva. Because is there any Svara to apply it to one over the other? Says Tosfos in Baba Kaaba, there's no such Svara. Does anyone here have a Svara that maybe one should apply one to not to the other? Yeah, Max Harvey.
If Rashi makes sense, because usually when we have a Suffet, we're laughing, right? So since we have a Suffet...
Who is a Suffet?
Well, we have a Suffet of which part should I go to?
I don't have a Suffet. I have a Drush.
I have a Suffet of which part of this belongs to. According to Rashi, you have, by all means, you should uproot it, right? Before this Tosfot. You have to uproot the part.
Then you have a Gemara that makes no sense.
So we have a Suffet of which one it belongs to. So we have to be Machmir and put it in both.
I don't know if it's a suffix. I'm not sure I'd call it a suffix.
So now why does the Tosfos have to go on, right? This is a seems to be a fine answer. Now that Gemara Bava Metzia doesn't...
We say Drash.
Yeah.
We say Drash. Fine. Good.
We'll
get to it. No, we just explained that Rashi is going to have to define Erev Parshios with two different definitions in two different areas of halacha. By Modu B'Miktsas, it's going to mean you uproot it. And by Gimel Dayanim Mumchin, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's going to mean you share it.
How can you say both?
You have to.
You have to.
That's what Tosfos concedes. That's what Tosfos has to say. Rabosai. Tosfos says that the reason why you have to do that is because Rashi held the Erev Parshios only uproots and moves things completely out of the Parsha that it's founded if there's a rationale. Rabosai. Yesterday in Shir, we presented a rationale to apply Gimel Dayanim Mumchin to one area of halacha, not to the other. What Tosfos is saying that there's no rationale to have Gimel Dayanim Mumchin by one Parsha over the other. If you look in your notes from yesterday, there is a rationale that we presented. And it's called a Milvak Suva B'Toyra. But that is something that I don't want to discuss now. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it's fine. But Rabosai, those of you that understand what I'm saying, go back to yesterday's notes, and you should realize that what Tosfos is saying, that there is no svara to differentiate between Dinei Mamonos, Hodolos V'Avolos, and Gzeilos V'Chabolos, I am telling you that we presented from Tosfos and Kiddushin that there is a svar to be machalik, and one could have argued. No, I'm just a horror. It's a horror. Tosfos thinks it's possible.
No, if that's right, then...
What?
Shouldn't you say the...
Yeah, Anachanami. I'm just pointing out that we already presented a svara that premise wasn't true.
But
just a horror.
If that svara is true, then we settle quick. Now we have...
Yeah, Anachanami. Tosfos clearly disagrees with this. You're right. I'm just pointing out. But Tosfos didn't stop the questions over there. Tosfos destroyed Rashi because Tosfos had a beferish Gemara in Bava Metzia. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia said what? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, I will present to you a case that there is a chi of shvua by a shomer. And the Gemara says that the case by a shomer, that there's a chi of shvua, is only in a case where it's modu b'mitzas. Where he is saying that he was a shoel for one day, for one animal, I'm sorry, and then he is a shomer sacher for the other animal. And what happened? There was an onis. There was something, a Hurricane Sandy, that happened to the animals. So on the animal that I say I'm a shoel for, what is that tantamount to saying? Moda. I'm moda, I have to pay you. I have to pay you for an onis. On the animal that I'm a shomer sacher for, am I putter for onis?
Yeah?
Yeah. So what basically does that tantamount to me? It's called modu b'miktsas. Tosfos says, why did you need two animals? We're talking about shomrim over here. Rashi, according to you, the Gemara in Baba Kama is telling us that every case of shomer, Erev Parshios means what? You don't need modu b'miktsas. You don't need modu b'miktsas by a case of shomer. Isn't this Gemara Bava Metzia flying in the face of Rashi Shita? Got it, Margo? The Gemara Bava Metzia says the only time you're going to be chayav for Shavua is if there are two animals. One you were molded for, one that you said you were a shoel, and one that you said you were a shomer sacher and your kofer for the other one. So that is a partial admission. That's modem mixas. Sounds like the parsha of Kiyu Zeh doesn't only get uprooted, doesn't get uprooted and applied to Alva, but it's equally shared by not only Haldos Vavos, but actually its source, by Shomrim. This leads Rabbi Natan to argue and say that Rashi got it all wrong, and Rashi misunderstood Erev Parshios, even in the area of Halach of Modu Mimitzas. And Erev Parshios means what?
Keep in both places.
So therefore, if I ask you, Steinberg, Modu Mimitzas Ataina, you need a partial admission. That's relevant in Rabbeinu Tam's world. What areas of Halach?
Shomrim and
Halach. Thank you very much, Steinberg. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam has to add a little word to the Gemara. What little word does the Rabbeinu Tam have to add to the Gemara?
Nami.
Bahalva nami, you need modu b'miktas satana. Not to say that Erev Parshios means uproot it and let it leave Shomrim and not apply modu b'miktas to Shomrim. It's a Gemara b'mitzia. It's not because it's not to say that. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Erev Parshios means mamish, pshutu k'mashmo, a tarufis, a mixture. We're sharing the items. Everything in the cholon is touching each other. The Shomrim has modu b'miktas and Halvos have modem mitzvahs, and the Gemara and Erev Parshios were just applying it also to Halva. Raboisai, it's a nice pshat. It's smudging a little. It's adding a word to the Gemara. Nami, okay, that'll live with. What do you do with the shakl of the tire in the Gemara? Rashi had a Gemara and Bava Kama that read beautifully according to him. The Gemara asked, Maishna Milveh. What's the difference that by milveh you say that there's halacha of moedim and mikzas, and when it comes to pikadon there is no halacha of moedim and mikzas? Isn't that the Gemara's kasha? And then the Gemara came out to the answer, I'll tell you why by milveh I have the halacha of moedim and mikzas. Because by milveh he's never going to lie. He's never going to spit in the face of the guy who did a taiva to him, a favor to him. And therefore he must be telling the truth, and there must be more money over here. So swear and tell me that there's only $50 and not $100. Because I don't believe you. Because I think the whole reason you said it's 50 is because you're trying to buy time. Because you can't deny it. And if you would deny it, Inachnami, you're putter, because you wouldn't spit in his face. But by Pikadon? Huh! Even if I don't accept anything, even if I don't admit to anything, I would spit in your face. Lahadam. It's not true. It's not MS. I never heard of such a story. I never met you before, the Bala Pikadon, the guy who put it in my, the deposit in my Rishus. I'll spit in your face. I'm doing you the Torah. You're not doing me the Torah. So the Gemara supports Rashi. Rabosai Mikoyach, this Chumar HaKosher, Rabbeinu Tam has to do what? Has to reconstruct the Gemara Bava Kama. Has to wash away Rashi's pshat in the Gemara Bava Kama. And you have to read the Shakla Vitari in the Gemara Bava Kama with new goggles. With new prescriptions. Frek the Gemara Kasha. Maishna milve. Don't read that to mean Maishna milve. To mean that why is that modu that mitzvah applies to milve and doesn't apply to pikadon? Because lerer, if you would learn that that's the pshat in the Gemara's kasha, then you can't be in the Rabbeinu Tam's world. And I know you want to be in the Rabbeinu Tam's world. So therefore, you're going to have to learn the Gemara's kasha as a totally different question. Modu b'miktas really applies to both areas of halacha, both to Shomrim and to Halva. Yet the Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara says, but modu b'miktas by halvos is something that I have a difficult time living with. Why is it that this person has to take a shvuah? Why shouldn't he be believed? Why should he be believed? Maishna milveh. Our Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what the Gemara's kasha is? Every case of milveh, he actually has a migo that he could have denied the whole money, the whole chov. So let him be believed with that migo that he could have said a better taina. And we have a concept in halacha that migo, when you had a better taina to claim and you choose a lower taina and you choose not such a good taina, so then you're believed with that lower taina, because why would, if you were lying, ma'al shakar, you would have said a better taina. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, by halvos, the Gemara at Akasha, why does he have to take a shvuah?
Let him get off the hook just from the fact that he said, I'm chayiv, $50. On that, the Gemara answers, no. Because he's not going to lie. He's not going to lie to someone like this guy who lent him money. It's a migo da azim. And that's what the Gemara answered. It's kasha. Not that the Gemara was suggesting that modu miktas applies to one area of halacha and not the other area. Rabbi Natan can't learn that pshat. The Gemara had a new kasha. The Gemara had a kasha. Why is it that by halva, you're not nemud bimigo, that you could have been kofor bakol? And on that, the Gemara says it's not a good migo, because he's not going to lie. And that's what Rabbi Natan's. That's where Rabbeinu Tam's Shakavatari in the Gemara, because Rabbeinu Tam can't learn like Rashi. But Rabosai, there's one line in the Gemara that doesn't fit according to Rabbeinu Tam, the last line in the Gemara.
Can you see that answer again?
Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara's Kasha can't read like Rashi. The Gemara's Kasha can't be Maishna Milveh, that Modu Mixus applies to one and not the other. Rather, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara's Kasha, V'hod the Gemara Maishna Milveh, Mefarish Meratam, Rabbi Natan learns, my taima de milva perish, my taima de mova de mixas chayev, why is he chayev shvua? Velo mehemin bemigo, di bay kofar akol. Let him be believed because he could have denied the whole thing. And on that, the Gemara answers, no, there's no migo over here because he's not going to make up a story. He's not going to lie. But the Gemara had a detailed question within Halvos, why doesn't he have a migo? Rabosai, Ezra Stern asked me the following question, and I was wondering this myself. Why does Rabbeinu Tam pick on Halva? It's a basic question. You have a migo. I could have denied the whole thing. And on that, the Gemara has to explain to me that I don't have a migo because it's a migo da'aza, and I'm not going to lie, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the halacha when it comes to pikadon? Erev Parshios? I need modu mixas or I don't need modu mixas? I do.
Yeah.
So ask the same question about pikadon. Maishna pikadon! Why is it that by pikadon you also should believe? Because you had a migo, you could have denied the whole thing.
But then we would believe him. No?
What? Exactly. That's why it's a migo. Every migo is something that you're going to believe in.
But here we don't believe him.
By Rabbeinu Tam holds, modu mixas applies both to halvos and to pikadon. It's the same area of halacha. But in each case, if you would have been kofar bakol, what would have been the halacha? Pater. No chiyuv shvua. So in each case, believe him, migo, that he could have been kofar bakol.
The
Gemara only asks from halvo. Why? Why isn't an equally good question by pikadon? That's a shver point in Rabbeinu Tam. Be pikadon, you need a shvua when? According to Rabbeinu Tam. If you're kofar bakol?
No.
Not according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rashi Shita. That's all, not according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, modu mimikta supplies, bein b'halva, bein b'pikadon. So I'm asking, so the same kasha you're asking by halva, ask by pikadon. What are you shaking your head for?
Because it's not a good question.
Why not?
Because we know that over there that...
That what?
That you don't...
What's not a good question?
You don't mind spitting in his face.
What? Again, the Gemara doesn't know about spitting in the face. We're in the... slow down. We're in the Gemara's kasha, the initial kasha, Bava Kama. Right? The initial kasha. So the Gemara wants to know, oh, I just learned the sugi's amigo, so I have a good amigo over here. I have a claim that he would have been off the hook completely, right? Yes? Is that question equally good in Halva and Pikadon? Thank you. Raboisai, it's for this reason and other reasons that Taisis gets into that we're not going to get into those sugyas because I gave you enough of the Taisis. So you did 3/4 of the biggest Taisis in Shas. That we have to introduce a third option in the Gemara in Baba Kama. And that's the option of the Rivo. Hamzal on the Rivo. Nirik and Perish Hariva. Says the Riva, a different pshat. And Rabbi Yisai, I just said before, I'm sorry I got caught off guard, because there's another problem with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. What's the other problem to Shita Rabbeinu Tam? Read this line for me. Ubimil gabi milvid de ikolimemer hachi aval gabi pikadon meiz umeiz. According to Rabbeinu Tam, pikadon and milve are equal. That line has to be taken out of the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam. There cannot be a distinction that the Gemara is drawing between milve and pikadon, that a person does one thing by milve and by another thing by pikadon. It's not true, because the halachas are equal by milve and pikadon, as Tosus points out. So therefore, if we're going to stick with the girsa that we have, hang in there, Rabosai, we're going to go with a third pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the pshat of the Riva. V'nira keperish Riva, demifarish. Dechiksiv ki huze amilve hu dechsiv. Sounds like Rashi, right? When it says ki huze, it's applicable to milve. But says the Riva, don't get fooled about what milve means. Milve doesn't mean that it's only applicable to loans as opposed to guardianship and pikadons. It's also applicable to the area of Shomrim as well. Says the revive an entirely different pshat, and it's going to be a little bit like Rashi and a little bit like Rabbeinu Tam, and it goes as follows. Erev Parshios means not that I'm going to totally uproot it from its original source, not that Modav and Mikzas is not going to apply at all to Shomrim. Avade, it's going to apply to Shomrim. Yet, there are certain claims and responses that a Shvua is warranted and Modav and Mikzas is what obligates a Shvua in such a scenario. And there are certain claims and responses that the Toveya and the Nitba have that even if I say no mode to be mikzas, I'm going to be chayav shvuah without that. Let me explain to you what I mean. There are certain conversations that the depositor and the guardian will have in their din Torah that will obligate a shvuah even if I don't have a partial claim and a partial admission. And there are certain conversations that I will respond to the depositor that if, only if, I have a partial admission, will I be chayv. So if I ask the Riva, does the concept of modav b'miktzas, needing a partial claim, does it apply equally to pikadon and to halvos? The answer is yes. You don't uproot it from one parsha and place it in the other like Rashi. Yet, when he reads the Gemara of Maishno Milve, he's reading the Gemara more similar to Rashi. Because the Riva is going into and dissecting the Parsha of Shomrim and saying that there are certain claims that need a partial admission and certain claims that do not. And on that the Gemara asks, Maishno, the claims that are similar to the claims that exist in a loan, that those need modav b'miktzas, whereas claims that are only found in the area and the reality of pikadon, of shomrim, they don't need a partial admission. Meaning what? If you could have a guy walking in and say, I left this, and a person responds and says, I never met you, lo hayadvar mi olam, I don't owe you any money, the halva and the loan that you're claiming right now is totally not true. In the area of loans, am I chayav a shvua? What's the halacha? I'm kofar bakol. What's the halacha?
No.
Says the Riva, the same exact halacha is true if you make those exact claims in the area of court when it came to a pikada. A guy walks into court and he says, I put a deposit that he should be a shomer on. And the guy responds back and says, Lo hayadvar mi olam, I never saw it in the first place. What's the halacha according to the Riva?
No shvuah.
Tosfos doesn't say that.
And only if
what?
No.
No. Tosfos is different. Why is it different?
No, that's the same part.
No, that's the same part. That's the same part. Yet, says the Riva, that if it's a type of claim that's not found in the area of loans, in the area of milveh, if it's type of claim that's only a claim, that's a shmiradika claim, that's a pikadondika claim, namely what says the Riva? Nensu, I'm off the hook because I'm a shomer chinam. And this item was out of my control, it was lost. That's relevant in what area of halacha? Shmira, by a shomer. Such a claim needs a shvua even without modem mitzvahs, because that's out of the realm of milveh. However, says the Riva, what? Would need a shvua regardless. You don't need modem mitzvahs. Tainas pikadon? No. No. Tainas pikadon of Nensu, a taina that is only found in the realm of pikadon, always needs a shvua, even if he's not modem mitzvahs. If it's a taina that could be found in the same scenario if there was a halva, if it's a conversation which could exist, it's a milvedika conversation, then such a conversation is only chayav shvua if there's a modem mitzvahs. So is the Riva exactly parallel to Rabbeinu Tam? No way. Because according to the Riva, if you walk into the court and you say to your shomer, where's my item? And he says back to you, a taina that's only relevant in the area of pikadon, in the area of shomrim, that I'm off the hook because of Nensu, according to the Riva, are you chayav shvua? Absolutely. According to Rabbeinu Tam, are you chayav shvua? Absolutely not. Because you're missing one very important element. It's called modu b'miktsas. Any case of shmir is not chayav. There's no modu b'miktsas. Whereas the Riva splits. He says certain areas of shmirah, of pikadon, need modu b'miktsas. It's those areas that are the same conversation and are halvadik, a tainas halva, the same taina that could exist in the world of loans, now existed between me, the guardian, and the depositor. However, if it's a conversation, if it's a response that I'm now claiming, which could only be a response in the world of pikadon, then I don't need modu b'miktsas, and I can have my cake and eat it too. Rabbeisai, I'm becoming chayav in shvua, even if I don't have modu b'miktsas. So the Riva is not same as Rabbeinu Tam, is a little bit similar to Rabbeinu Tam in some areas of halacha, that you need modu b'miktsas for some claims of shomrim of pikadon, but in other areas of halacha, like tainas nensu, you would not need modu b'miktsas, and that's where he differs, and he moves away from the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. In the reading of the Gemara, how does the Riva read the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin? Again, maishna, not milveh, maishna taina hashaycha b'milveh. Why is it that when it comes to shomrim, we specifically obligate a guy if he makes a claim and we obligate him to have modu b'miktsas only, he's only chayav shvua if he's modu b'miktsas only if the claim is a halva type claim, is a claim which can exist in the world of halva? Maishna milveh, maishna, says the Riva, taina hashaycha b'milveh. Why is it that only the claims that are found in the world of loans, that's where I require modu b'miktsas, and in tainas that exist only in the world of pikadon, I don't require modu b'miktsas? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. There's a very simple difference. Because he must be telling the truth by halva. You know why? Because he knows the facts. He knows what's going on. If he comes in here and he says, where's the pikadon that I found? And I say, I never met you before. He knows that I'm lying. He knows that he knows me. And a person is not going to make up a story, yesh me'ayin, so if he's modu b'miktsas, there must be that there's some connection and there must be some truth to what the other guy is saying. Because if I'm saying lo ha'yidvar mi'olam, and I know that he knows that I'm lying, I'm not going to say such a thing. I'm not going to make up a story entirely. And that's what the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Zayin means, that he's not going to be Meis Panov. And therefore, there must be truth, and that's why we need Modu Mitzas. But if I deny it completely, and I say, even though I know he knows I'm lying, I say that this is not true, I must be telling the truth. And therefore, I'm off the hook. Kofer Bakol by a Taina Ashaycha B'milveh is Pata. But by Pikadon, he's been in California. A Taina of Nensu. I say that there was a Hurricane Sandy. I say that something happened here. Hurricane Sandy is a bad example. You would have heard about it. I say that some side of onus happened. That this Bala Pikadon, this guy, has no idea whether I'm telling the truth. Says the Gemara, B'Pikadon, B'Taina Ashaycha B'Pikadon, Meis umeis. He'll make up a story. He'll make up something totally not true. And therefore, for the Taina of Nensu, even if he's kofer bakol, he's going to be chayev shvur. And that's the Riva's conclusion. And the Gemara reads like a charm according to the Riva. And you don't have to take out the last line of a pekucha pikadon, meis umeis. Because according to the Riva, the Gemara was asking, why by Pikadon, by Shomrim, when it's a Taina that exists in the world of Alva, you're Chayiv only for Modim and Mikzas, and when it's a Taina of Nensu that only exists in Pikadon, you're Chayiv for Kofer Bakol. And the Gemara explained to you exactly why. Because I'm not going to lie about something that he knows. And if I admit it to it, so then obviously there's something true to what I'm saying. Rabosai, as we wrap up the sugya, and we finish one of the hardest sugyas in the first parak of Sanhedrin, Shkoyach. And if you're struggling with this, there's a reason you're struggling with it. It's a very hard sugya. And I could have skipped it, but then Rabosai, we couldn't have been honest whether or not we're walking out of this yeshiva this week and say, did we really learn Erev Parshios? We really learned Erev Parshios, to the extent that this will help you in every sugya in Shas. But Rabosai, I want to save Rashi. I want to save Rashi from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that you need Modu B'Miktas by Shomrim. Tosfos is a Bam Raya that Shvua only exists by a Shomer, by a Pikadon. If there's Modu B'Miktas, if there are two cows, how's Rashi going to get around that? Avosai, I got to be honest. I had a good day today. I was in a good mood. And it was because of you guys. It was because of a chevra right there, Morris Sid and Max Harvey Steinberg, that were mechaben to Rabbeinu Harashash. Goyness, they were mechaben to. You guys should stand up when they walk in the room now. At least today. Goyness. Let's go back to Rashi. Let's analyze Rashi Sheet. Rashi learns the Gemara in Baba Kama that what? The reason why Halva is only Chayiv, Modu B'Miktas, and is different than the Parsha of Pikadon. That Pikadon is Chayiv if you're Kofer Bakol. I'll tell you why, says Rashi. Because you did me a toiva. You did me a favor. And I really want to admit to everything. I just don't have the cash to admit to. It's not around. What's the case of the Gemara Bava Metzia? When I'm admitting to the money that I'm owing you? What's the case that I'm moide b'miktsas? What am I admitting to? What am I saying? I agree to you that on that animal I'm a what? I'm a... the admission. I'm a... I'm a... Shoel. What's a shoel? A borrower. What's the mile of a shoel above and beyond every other shomer? Huh? That's the chumrah. But what? Why is he chayv monson? Why does he have so much achrayas? Why does he have so much responsibility, a shomer? Why is he different than any other shomer? Why, Sprint? Because what? What is he benefiting? Tell me the benefit. Bal pashup shah. He's allowed to use it. Sprint, I have a kasha. You need this? You want to borrow it? You want to make a phone call? You want to borrow it? You want it? You could benefit. You can use it, right? Did I do you a taiva? I did you a taiva. Rabbi Sai, Toysis and Kasha and Baba Metzia is not a Kasha on Rashi, Zuck, Max Harvey, and Morissette. Because that's the one example of Shomrim that the guy actually did me a Tova. So it's very similar to Allah. And the Chazaka applies, and the Gemara Baba Kama is going to make sense. Rashi's saying, Maishna Milve, and parentheses, Shoyal, where he did me a Kaiva. That's the Gemara's answer. But anything that we're going to say to Milve, since the answer of the Gemara is based upon the fact that I'm not going to spit in the face of a guy who does me a taiva, so that answer of the Gemara is equally going to be applicable to what? Which type of shomer? A shoel.
What about shomer
sechel? One second. Nah, shomer sechel, he's not doing your taiva. He's not doing it. Trust me, when you start working, you're not. He's not doing your taiva. Just because he pays you minimum wage, you're going to hate this guy. Raboisai! Rashi wasn't bothered by the kasha of the Gemara Mamatziah Zok to Rashi Zok Max Harvey Starving Morrison. Because that's an example that Rashi's fine with. Because that's where you're doing Yimataiva. So Avada there, we're going to require Moedim and Mikzas. And that's why the Gemara over there says you need two parts. You need a Moedim and Mikzas. So Rabbeinu Tam thought was a Bam Raya to his Shita. That you see in Parsha Shoimrim, you see an example of a Gemara Baba Tzia Daf Tzadi Zayin that's telling you that you need two paras, you need to be Moida and Kaifer, and Moida Mimiktos applies, and therefore Erev Parshas can't be like Rashi. No! Because a Shoyal is like a Malveh. And therefore, says the Rashash, and that's Harvey's time to get more Sit, that don't ask me a Kasha from Baba Tzia Daf Tzadi Zayin. Rabbi Isai, we officially did not finish the sugya. I have one other nekuda. Just a cherry on top. We pretty much finished. Just one other ha'ar. There is a rush in Shavuos. I didn't put on the Mar Makomos, because I added this last minute. And the rush in Shavuos quotes the Rimagash. The Rimagash says the following chiddush lahalacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The concept of miga, that if you had a better claim, we're now going to believe you with the claim that you have. So the Gemara applies that all over in terms of winning in a monetary case. If you have a better claim, you could win. However, says the Rimagash that there are those that wanted to extrapolate it to another area of halacha, to pater from a shvua. Says the Rimagash, Migo laftura mishvua margo loy amri.
Should have just put the pen inside.
Migo laftura mishvua loy amri. You can say a migo to make a guy believe to have a better claim and to win his case, to win the money over. But to now take a chi of shvua. Guy has a chi of shvua against him. The other Baldin says, I have an Eid Echad, he's Mechayev you a Shvua. And you want to say that you should now be Pater for a Shvua because you have a better claim, because you have a Migo? That far says the Rimagash in Perek Shvi of Mesechah Shvuas, Simen Gimel? That far, Lo Amrina, you don't say. Comes along the rush and argues on the Rimagash. Says, I have no reason why I should differentiate between the Chi of Shvua and Mom. Rabbi say, I want you to think, I want you to break your heads, I'm not going to say it right now, I want you to really think about this, and it could be even when you're in a class and you're spacing out and you need something to think about it, think about this. The Pnei Yoshua has a chiddush in Meseches Bava Metzia and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that our sugya is the answer and the reason why a person would either say like the Rimagash or say like the Rosh. I'd like you to fill in the details. It's extra credit, but you present to me from the things that you know, from the Gemaras that you're aware of, that would now lend itself to either hold like the Schiddush of the Rimagash that's going to have tremendous ramifications lahalacha. In all areas of Migo, will you say that the guy's off the hook from taking a Shavua? Says the Rimagash, absolutely not. And says the Rimagash, I have a Gemara to prove it to you. Whereas the Rush might have a defense from that same Gemara. Mirtz Hashem, you will all present to me this Gemara, and then you have extra credit. You might even have to take the Chinuch.